Leo Kempel is Dean of Michigan State University's College of Engineering, and it's a pleasure to welcome him back to MSU today. Dean Kempel, welcome back.
Pleasure to be with you, Russ. Thanks so much.
Tell us about the College of Engineering at Michigan State University. What would you like to know about the mission and how that's evolving?
So the mission of the College of Engineering really hasn't changed since its founding over 100 years ago. It was one of the original colleges at MSU, and its role is to convert an 18-year-old fresh out of high school into the professional of tomorrow. So in that 4 years that they spend with us, they go from being a brand new college student with all the promise of youth and trepidation of youth into a confident professional whose role is to convert ideas into technical reality. So what we think of ourselves as the people who convert a student into the technical innovator of tomorrow.
And Leo, engineering is just pervasive in just about every aspect of our life, if you think about it. And you just have it all covered in the college with the various departments.
Yes, we have 8 departments now. And as you said, we span the technical landscape of all the various areas of research, areas of scholarship, areas of education, areas of outreach, areas of innovation. From civil engineering, we all know that we need to do a lot of work on infrastructure, and while we're doing it, let's make it infrastructure designed for tomorrow. Let's make it infrastructure that talks to cars so we can more efficiently use the transportation system we have. We need to work on the electric power grid. Let's make it better. Let's make it a smart grid. We need to work on the cars of the future because we're in the automotive state, the home of the automobile here in Michigan. Let's be the ones who develop technology and develop the workforce that's going to make the U.S. automotive force the best in the world.
So, Dean Kempel, what else is new in the college? I understand a strong, diverse class coming in, for example.
We have a tremendous income class. Our college has about 6,000 undergraduate students and on the order of 1,000 graduate students. That's what we have now. The incoming class has over 1,700 students who want to pursue engineering degrees. That is an increase of almost 300 students over last year.
Wow.
So this incoming class is diverse, it's bright, and it's looking for how it's going to set its mark here at MSU and eventually out into the world. One of the things we're most proud about in engineering is the experiential opportunities that our students have. So day one, they're in classes where they're working in teams designing solutions to problems. That's our EGR 100 class. It's taken by all 1,700 of those students will take that next year. And they will learn the importance of teamwork. They'll learn the importance of trying to find technical solutions to problems. They'll learn the importance of communication. How do we tell others what we're doing? They will then go into their normal curriculum that goes throughout. Some of those have design experiences in the sophomore and junior year. Some of those have a lot more of that in the senior year. They will be pursuing internships and co-ops at an amazing rate. We have our highest number of co-ops this summer who have come in. We want to keep boosting that number up because we think it's very important that students not just have theoretical knowledge that they gain in the classroom, but they also have practical knowledge that they gain in the workplace.
And Leo, we hear a lot about the millennials. How would you say the students have changed over your time in higher ed, and how does the curriculum evolve to reflect that?
So in general, I think many of our students come better prepared to pursue an engineering education now than in the past, because quite frankly, a lot of our middle schools and high schools step up to better prepare students in both math and science to pursue an engineering education. But we also have to be mindful that there are also places where the preparation isn't quite as strong. Therefore, we have programs to try to help those students to have a nice runway into their first year and really get off the ground running. We have a great program called ESSA where we bring students in. They spend 7 weeks here on campus before they start as students in the fall. And you know what? They take math every day, and they take science every day, and they do other things. They do fun things. They get used to the campus. But the point is that we're working very hard to make sure that all the students who want to pursue engineering educations have the opportunity to do that, and that we really work very hard on converting that first-year engineering student into a second-year engineering student.
This is MSU Today. I'm talking with Leo Kempel. He's the dean of Michigan State University's College of Engineering. And Leo, just world-class researchers abound throughout the college. But talk about some of the research strengths in the college.
So there are a number of research strengths that I can go through that impact our lives throughout the college,
absolutely,
the university, the state. One thing that we see is imperative for our college is to help the state in economic development. So we look at what kind of technologies are really going to help drive job creation into the next 5 to 10 years. One of those is biometrics. We have a world-class biometrics group that's led by Professor and Neil Jain, and they just do incredible amounts of work of how to identify people. So you've seen the iPhone 10, I think is the proper way to put it. That uses a biometric technique to authenticate who the user is. We've been working on that kind of technology, how to improve it, how to use multi-mode, so fingerprint, eye print, face matching, and so forth. We're going to keep working on that because we see that as an important area for how we manage technology into the future. We are putting a lot of effort into aligning our work with the state's efforts in terms of being the mobility capital of the world. So there's a tremendous program called the American Center for Mobility that's set up at Willowrun Airport. We're a partner in that. We've been hiring faculty who specialize in the various technologies around mobility, such as different sensor systems, different ways to fuse information together, both within the car and how to share it with the infrastructure around us. Because what we see the future being is a shared connected driving experience where my car sees that there's black ice on the road. This is Michigan. We're going to have black ice. It senses that that there's black ice that I just traveled. My car has new technology to help me manage that. But not only that, it sends a message to your car half a mile back saying, there's black ice. You're only half a mile from it. And so now your car knows to prep itself, to get you ready to dealing with that hazard before you even hit it. We can do that now. This is technology that we have. It's in the marketplace. It's how to bring it together and how to make it available to the entire system. That's the kind of work going on in the Mobility Studio program here at MSU that Canvas is part of. We also have a tremendous partnership with Fraunhofer USA that's been ongoing for over 15 years, where faculty and Fraunhofer employees work side by side. Sometimes you can't tell them apart, quite frankly. Their specialty is on coatings to make things work better. For example, to make pistons and engines last longer, for example. Maybe you could have pistons that don't require oil. Who of us have burned out an engine because they forget to change the oil? I know I've done that, right? What if in the future you don't need motor oil because we've designed the internal combustion engine device in such a way that it's just not as necessary?
Man.
Okay. They also work on diamond. And I know people think diamonds are for rings, but diamonds have a lot more uses than rings. The single crystal diamond that our joint center here on the campus in East Lansing can do is really unique in the U.S. There are competitors in Asia and in Europe, of course, but in the U.S. we're very unique. We make single crystal diamond, and we can make electronic devices. So the reason diamond's so exciting is it has a wide band gap. What that means is we can run it at much higher frequencies, much faster. It also has a very high thermal conductivity, which means that as you run it with higher power levels, you can spread that heat out so it doesn't melt, okay, and stop functioning. So here's a substrate that is inherently superior to the substrates out there today. We're figuring out ways to make it better, to make it at scale, to demonstrate diodes and transistors, the basic building blocks of all the electronics that you use today. This is going to be the substrate of the future for various applications, and it's all going to be done here on the East Lansing campus, and our students are going to be the ones who lead that. So these are exciting technologies that we're working on that will touch our lives not just 10, 15, 20 years from now, but 2 and 3 years from now.
That's Dean Leo Kempel of MSU's College of Engineering with just three of many examples of the world class. That's right. We're just whetting your appetite, but know that the college is working to better all of our lives, literally every day. And Leo, I was wanted you to sort of be able to speak. You were telling me there's the first endowed chair in mechanical engineering, but the importance of donors to the important mission of the college and really the university.
We can't do what we need to do as a college, as a university, as a community, without the generosity of our donors. You mentioned the first endowed professorship in mechanical engineering. That's the Walenga Creative Engineering Endowed Professorship. This is really special to me. I'll tell you why it's special to me. Here's an alumnus who really cares about students and is really concerned that the students have an ability to finish a degree in a reasonable amount of time. Because as engineering has grown over the past 50, 60 years, there's a lot more information that has to be in the curriculum. It tends to spread out the time it takes. Now, some of that spreads great because students are doing study abroad semesters. They're doing co-op opportunities, which naturally do add more time to the degree. I am a graduate from a co-op program. I do not mind one bit that it took me longer to finish than it would have without the co-op experience, because I think it's a tremendous thing. But Tom's really worried about how students can finish in time. So this professor that we bring in, the search is on for the first Walenga professor, is going to be concentrating their work on how we can improve the way we teach in engineering, specifically mechanical engineering, but I expect the rest of the departments will learn from it as well, in order to reduce the time to degree. Can we shave a semester off what it takes? That is real savings for students. And real savings for students means enhanced opportunity for students, because students worry about how they're going to pay for higher ed. I get that. I have a daughter in college, right? And what they worry about is that extra semester costs so much more. Can I afford an engineering education, right? And what we want to do is make sure that that is not the worry they have, that it's, do I want to be an engineer? Do I want to follow this path in life? And we want to make it so that the way we teach does not become an impediment for them finishing in as timely a manner as possible. Yeah.
And, you know, parents would probably like to hear, Leo,
parents
that
a foot stomp on that one.
Well, engineers are very employable, thankfully.
Yes.
And I'll bet your placement rate with very good jobs is another attractive feature for parents, frankly. Everyone wants a job at the end.
So we capture data once a year on this. So I'm using last year's numbers off my head. 97% placement in field within 6 months of finishing. And the average starting salary across all engineering disciplines is about $63,000 a year. Now, I will tell you, if you're interested in computer science, that number is considerably higher.
Leo Kempel is the dean of MSU's College of Engineering. He's visiting with me on MSU Today. And Leo, as we wrap up, I'm just curious, what do you see as sort of the challenges and opportunities ahead for the college and really all of higher ed?
Right. So the challenges and opportunities for our college is really about making sure that we're here for the students, that we're here to help them realize their dreams, that we're here to make sure that they have opportunities for experiences that allow them to craft the future that they want and that's important to them, that they have those experiences that help them make wise choices. It's important that we have an inclusive college community. It's a diverse college community. One of the great pride points for me coming into next fall is we have the highest number of underrepresented minority students coming into the college and the highest number of women students coming into the college next fall. This is tremendous,
yes.
Right? With everything that the campus has experienced over the last 6 months, this is such a bright, shining light for me that it can only give me hope for the future of where we're going. Biggest challenge? We have almost 300 new incoming students, right? That's a pretty big number. And we're going to have to make sure we've got the sections aligned so that they can get the classes that they need. We're going to have to make sure that we've got the places to teach, all those mundane things that no one likes to talk about.
All great problems to have.
It beats the alternative. Let me tell you, it really does. The other thing is, as I said, experiential education here at MSU is so important. We have to make sure that we've got the pipeline to internship and co-op opportunities so that the students can continue to do that. I'm finding employers now, instead of waiting until you finished your sophomore year, are recruiting students after their first year. because the market in engineering is so hot right now that the companies want to get in front of those students early. And so making sure that we have enough opportunities for the students for summer employment, for co-op opportunities, for projects, capstone project. Capstone, twice a year we do design day where our students show off what they did that kind of brings together all they've learned as an engineering student near the end of their senior year. And again, having enough projects, keeping the design teams down to a reasonable number, it is a challenge, but it's a good challenge because it means that there's a lot of interest in what the college is doing in terms of our programs. There's a lot of interest in engineering as a profession. And as long as the employment sector is as strong as I've been talking about, I don't see those numbers going down. So we'll start planning, you know, the incoming class for 2020, starting probably about August 16th.
Leo, thank you for joining me again today on MSU Today.
Thank you so much, Russ, and congratulations on your two recent grads.
Thank you very much. That's Leo Kempel, Dean of MSU's College of Engineering, and a lot more online about what we talked about at egr.msu.edu. And I'm Russ White for MSU Today.